Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting 5th. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting 6th. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Mike Shannon. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ray Sadecki. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting second. The center fielder, Manny Mota. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gene Fries. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting 7th. The catcher, Orlando McFarlane. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Tom Butters. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Tom Butters. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a line drive towards short. Alley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente strikes out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a line drive towards first. Clendenin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier takes first base on ball four. McCarver moves to second. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon takes first base on ball four. McCarver moves to third. Javier moves to second. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sadecki for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. Two outs. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Butters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butters bunts towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Javier covering, for the out. Alley moves to second. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alley moves to third. Two outs. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0-for-1 in the game. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Butters fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Javier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenon hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-1 in the game. Freese takes first base on ball 4. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Freese. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Freese steals second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Shannon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadecki hits a fly ball into center field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell, who is chasing the ball. Brock reaches third base with a triple. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alley is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Butters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butters is 0-for-0 in the game. Butters hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grote bunts towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Mazeroski covering, for the out. Boyer moves to second. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a line drive towards short. Alley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Javier hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0-for-2 in the game. Mota hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shannon strikes out. One out. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0-for-2 in the game. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sadecki for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-3 in the game. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell strikes out. One out. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McFarlane strikes out. McCarver drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McFarlane out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski misplays the ball. That's an error on Mazeroski. White moves to third. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grote. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Grote steals second. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Javier hits a pop-up towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield pinch hits for Tom Butters. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield strikes out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0-for-3 in the game. Mota hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Schwall now pitching. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shannon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0-for-3 in the game. Sadecki strikes out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Flood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shannon moves to second. Frank Bork now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. Shannon moves to third. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bork. Shannon scores. Brock moves to second. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. White reaches second base with a double. Brock scores. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Boyer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clendenin is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Freese strikes out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-3 in the game. Stargell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 4, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 0. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.